This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio.
If they had a been like me.
Oh, yes, it is. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening, unless you're listening on the catch-up service, in which case this statement could be correct. It's just gone 2:05 in the morning on Friday. Great to have you here. I've always wanted to just do something wacky at the start of the show like that. For most of you listening right now, it's just gone 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. Hello. Thank you for bothering to tune in, however you've done it. 98.0 in the local area on your FM dial or phoenixfm.com. If you're anywhere other than the local area, great to have you here. And stay here for the next couple of hours and you're sure to have an informative time, an interactive time, an interesting time, and a wonderful time. That is the aim of the show that goes like this tonight. So don't go anywhere. Keep your dial there. And spread the news of the show with all your friends. Tell everybody it's worth tuning in at this time every Tuesday for a little bit of general ridiculousness and good songs guaranteed. And if you do want to even see what's going on in the studio, see my lovely face, then you can get yourself onto Mixcloud Live, mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll see our station logo. And you get the webcam feed and you can see me waving at you right now if you've got it on already. That's what I do. Before I go any further as well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my background, particularly if you're watching on Mixcloud Live, because it's a whiteboard and there's lots of little Phoenix logos behind it. There's a much bigger logo at the top. And yeah, I think it's been really well designed. It's good for promotional purposes. Right, moving on with the rest of the show. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well so far. What's coming up? Well, they were missing last week due to the veritable furore over BicLol. That will be back tonight, of course. Someone will get a call at around about 7 o'clock and have to answer a series of virtually impossible questions. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends returns after what can only be described as a fabulous outing for the first time last week. So that will be back at 7 o'clock. We'll squeeze some celebrity birthdays into the show, and if you're a regular listener, you'll know that all the tracks are linked to a theme that we're talking about, and usually it's ridiculous holidays that occur on the same day the show goes out. So what holidays are there today? Well, there are a couple I'm going to focus on a bit later, but first of all, it's a week. It's a mentionable week, something worth mentioning. What am I talking about? Well, apparently all this week, which is a bit weird for the time of year, because what are the chances of it? But anyway, all this week, it's Sunshine Week. It has been quite sunny some of the days, actually. Not been particularly warm, but Sunshine Week, maybe they did know something. I always associate this time of year with dinginess and rain. But there has been quite a bit of sun recently, so maybe Sunshine Week is appropriate. We're going to get a song to get us feeling good, to celebrate sunshine. Many of the tracks you're going to hear in tonight's show celebrate sunshine. We'll move on to some ridiculous holidays a bit later. But keep listening here and you'll be walking on sunshine all evening.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Katrina and the Waves getting us started fabulously musically here on the show that goes like this tonight. Quite literally walking on sunshine, which is what we should all be doing. Not literally, because it would be very, very warm. Unbearably warm, I think. A few years ago, my dad took me along to some seminar thing. We had to walk across hot coals. They were genuinely hot coals. We all psyched ourselves up. No one got seriously injured. It was quite impressive. It wasn't quite as hot as walking on the sun, which would be, let's face it, terrible. Anyway, moving on. Hope your Tuesday is fabulous. We're going to have another song that celebrates the sun, and then I'm going to tell you what else is going to permeate tonight's show. I do like using the word permeate. What I don't like is when someone clearly misses out a Y that should be in their name. Here, with Let the Sunshine, is Labyrinth. Annoying.
I feel a cold flush going through my hair, and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sunshine once again. Now the party's on, everybody's saving. If you don't know anyone, you still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sunshine once again. Sunshine, let the sunshine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, baby. Let the sunshine, let the sunshine, baby. Let it all go, let it all go, so baby. Lights off, ain't no one afraid. When the night comes, it'll be just like the day. Even without the daylight, we're glowing from within. All because of sunshine once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume. Raise it up. Don't you ask me twice, you know I'm gonna bet. All because of sunshine once again.
FM.
Labyrinth, no why, there with Let the Sunshine, because yes, it is sunshine week, all week, not just on a Tuesday, all week, here on the show that goes like this. But on Phoenix FM, it's all week. The show that goes like this is only on a Tuesday, quite clearly. But you're here, it's happening now, it's all wonderful. Thank you so much. Right, what else is going on in tonight's show? Well, what I haven't shared with you is that the 16th of March, excitingly, is Freedom of Information Day. So feel free to just give out information to people. I don't quite know the best kind of information to give out, but just go and give someone some information. Go on, it could be anything. Here's the newspaper, that's some information. The capital of France is Paris, that is some information. the square root of 100 is 10. You know, you could just share some information. It's Freedom of Information Day. I think the day was originally started for less frivolous reasons than that. And there is occasionally interesting information that's in the public interest that is withheld, that it would be within the public interest to know. And I've always wondered things like, will it ever come to light what really happened to JFK? Will it ever come to light that people have discovered the existence of beings from other planets and just kept it from us? You know, Freedom of Information Day celebrates the fact that I want to know the truth and people should really tell me. but also, I've always liked sharing wacky facts here on this show on Phoenix FM on a Tuesday. And therefore, tonight is no different. I'm going to trawl the internet from exhaustive research and find some wacky facts. Let's be honest, I googled it and this was the first website that came up. Anyway, it's full of interesting facts. You know, this is all information, and I'm free to give you this information. You don't have to pay for this information. You can listen to this show for free. You could say, yeah, but I have to give up my time to do so. My time's not free. Well, it is. For the purposes of this right now, it is free. So, you know, thanks. Thanks for giving up your time. But here's some free information for you, then, in the form of wacky facts. Now, these are all genuinely true, and if you do some research online, I'm sure you can find a little bit more about each thing. I haven't got time to dwell on them all too much, but this is genuinely true. McDonald's once made bubblegum-flavoured broccoli. What? I was expecting the last part of that sentence to be ice cream, or even, I don't know, chocolate sweets, or something that gave it jelly, you know, something like that. Bubblegum flavoured broccoli? What are you doing? Unsurprisingly, the attempt to get kids to eat healthier, it didn't go well with child testers who were, in quotes, confused by the taste. I think I would have been. Bubblegum flavoured broccoli. Not happy about it. What else can I share with you in this little break from great music? Well, the first ever oranges weren't orange. Would they have still been called oranges? That's the weird thing. Original oranges from Southeast Asia were a tangerine-pomelo hybrid and were actually green. Oranges in warmer regions like Vietnam and Thailand still stay green through maturity. So there you go. Some oranges are green. Why aren't they called greens then? What came first, the name of the thing or the colour? To chicken and egg situation, or an orange and green situation. While we come to terms with that, we're sticking with the sun-related music. It's Sunshine Week. Here, thinking about a sunset in southeast central London, it's Kathy Dennis. Yes, the Kinks did it first. This is her version. So bright.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Kathy Dennis's version of Waterloo Sunset. I did mention the fact that it was originally done by the Kinks many, many years before, but I've always enjoyed the Kathy Dennis version. And you may or may not know, Kathy Dennis is an extremely successful songwriter and has written many tracks that maybe you didn't realise were written by her that became huge hits for other artists. For example, in 2000, she wrote S Club 7's Reach, and also Never Had a Dream Come True, which I think was a Christmas number one. It was certainly number one, but she most famously wrote Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head, which was a number one hit all over the world. Anything Is Possible by Will Young, that was on the B-side of Evergreen, which he won Pop Idol with. She wrote the theme tune for Pop Idol as well. What else has she written? Rachel Stevens' Sweet Dreams, My LAX in 2003. Britney Spears' Toxic in 2004. She wrote that. About You Now by the Sugar Babes, 2007. Huge hit, Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl was written by Kathy Dennis. The Jonas Brothers' Paranoid in 2009. Diana Vickers' Once in 2010. Kelly Clarkson's 4 Carats in 2013. And then Galantis. She's written loads of stuff for Galantis over the last sort of 5 or 6 years as well. So hugely, hugely successful songwriter, as well as a great recording artist as well. There you go. Maybe you didn't know that. And you want another fact on Freedom of Information Day? Go on then. A cow-bison hybrid is called a beefalo. No word of a lie, you can buy its meat in 21 states in America. Cow bison hybrid is called a beefalo. You know, just when you thought you couldn't get any more interesting information, you tune into the show that goes like this, and I like to think you get it. Quite literally. Let's have another song that celebrates Sunshine Week. It's clearly going to have sun in the title. You didn't know it was going to be by the Beatles, though. Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun. Quite obviously, why am I playing that? If you've just tuned in and you're thinking, what's the theme? I've missed it so far. Where were you? Where were you 20 minutes ago when you would have found out? You know, it's your own fault. I'm not telling you the thing. Oh, all right, if you're going to look at me like that. It's National Sunshine Week. All week, this week. You know, you'd think they'd do it in July or August, in the height of summer. But what with the British weather and the chances of there being rain in the height of summer, I guess someone thought, why not? Make it mid-March. Sunshine Week. But it's working, though. I've seen some sun this week. I've enjoyed it. Does anybody else's cats really enjoy it? I mean, I don't mean just lying in the sun outside, because a lot of cats enjoy that. But if the sun shines through a window and you've got a patch of sunlight on the carpet, my cats head for it and sort of revel in it, roll around in it and just love it, have a stretch. Don't know why, something about sunshine. I tried it myself, it wasn't quite the same. Didn't really enjoy it. Got some strange looks from my wife. Anyway, what's that? You want more random facts on Freedom of Information Day? Go on then, I'm free to give you this information. This information won't cost you anything. You're welcome. Now, apparently, this is genuinely true, Samsung tests their phone durability with a buttock-shaped robot. Or a pair of buttock-shaped robots. A bottom, a posterior, if you like. They have a robot shaped like a posterior to test phone durability, because people keep their phones in their back pockets so frequently, they created a robot shaped like what can only be described as an arse, and it even wears jeans to sit on phones and make sure they can take the pressure. So there you go, arsey robots. And this is surprising. The Windy City, the name for Chicago, has nothing to do with its weather. Did you know that? The nickname was coined by 19th century journalists who were referring to the fact that the residents of Chicago were windbags and full of hot air. Outrageous. I'm glad I don't hail from Chicago. And I'm glad there's no hail in Chicago or a lot of wind. See, I brought it back to the weather there. I like to think it's come full circle. Anyway, right, let's have more music, shall we? It's all sunny still. We're keeping it sunny here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. So much still to come. Celebrity birthdays later on. Bic Lol will be back at 7. Someone will be getting a call and trying to answer Ben's impossible questions. Where will they end up in the League of Legends? The nation waits excitedly. And, yep, loads more great tracks coming up. And thanks to all of you that are tuned in, listening. Lovely to have you along. Sunshine Week, here's Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
And Shezza there with Soak Up the Sun. I'm very friendly with her. I don't call her Sheryl Crow. She's Shezza to me and always will be. Well done, Shezza. It's Tuesday the 16th of March. It's all marvellous for me here in our Brentwood studios. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much if you're tuning in the local area. If you're on FM 98.0, maybe you're driving along. Don't veer off the road that you've just been mentioned on the radio. That would be awful. If you're not driving along, feel free to veer anywhere. You know, that would be fine. You could be listening on the internet. You could have a smart speaker. Did you know that? If you've recently got a smart speaker device, you can ask it to play Phoenix FM. And do you know what happens? So weird. It plays Radio 2. It's an error. They've got to get fixed. No, it does play Phoenix FM. It would be ridiculous if it didn't. Anyway. However you're here, you're here. That's the important thing. It's wonderful of you to be here. Maybe you're waiting for 7 o'clock and the Bic Lol to return. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Someone will be getting a call at 7 o'clock, one of my listeners, and they will have their mettle, quite literally, tested. Live on the air with some extremely difficult questions. Dare I say, impossible. Yes, and so many more themes to talk about later on as well. We've still got quite a few sun-related songs, because let's be honest, when you research sun-related songs, there's quite a few of them. So I've embraced that. Having struggled many times to find songs that link to some of the weirder and wackier themes, I've enjoyed the fact that sun occurs in a lot of places. And it also occurs for Bob Marley versus Funkstar Deluxe. I've never really understood that. It kind of implies that the original person didn't want their track used to be updated and made more modern, if you like. Always remember Run DMC versus Jason Nevins. It's like that, part of which is in my show jingle at the start of the show. But yeah, it's Bob Marley versus Funkstar Deluxe. Would Bob have been happy about it? Do Funkstar Deluxe care? Whatever's happening with this track, the sun is shining.
Shining, the weather.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was a bit of Bob Marley versus Funkstar Deluxe with The Sun Is Shining. Now, one of the viewers, I say viewers quite correctly, who's tuned in on Mixcloud.com, just asked me where I went, because if you want to know, I wasn't in the studio for all of that Bob Marley versus Funkstar Deluxe track. I left the studio momentarily. Why did I do that? Said everybody, extremely worried about me. There's no need for your concern. I was making myself. Well, do you know what? I went into the kitchen here at our luxury studios and I thought, I'm going to get myself a glass of water. Exciting though that is. Please calm down, everybody. And then at the last minute, I thought, no, I'm not going to just have a glass of water. I'm going to have some hot water. I'm going to put a tea bag in that water and then put some milk in that and have a cup of tea. That was my thought process. That is why I wasn't 100% viewable on the Mixcloud webcam during that last track. But don't panic, I'm back. I'm not going to show you the tea because it's safely away from all the equipment over the other side of the studio. It would be ridiculous to have hot tea over this section here of keyboards and faders and buttons and switches. Oh no, don't do that, please. I've had a message come in from a regular listener, Gary Collins, who's celebrated its Sunshine Week and shared this story with me. So these are Gary's words. I decided to make some ice cubes in the freezer. Trouble is, next morning I often have trouble getting them out of the ice tray. So I decided to take them out of the freezer the night before. Next morning, they're gone. Yeah, that must have been a terrible, terrible incident for you there, Gary. Bit of a shocker. I'm sure you will agree. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for bothering to send it in. You know, that's fabulous. It's nice to know people are out there tuning in once again and out there listening. And Paul Milton is listening. He's on Mixcloud, which is fabulous of him. So he's also shared a wacky story. Weird fact. When they died, the inventor of the crossword was buried 6 down, 4 across. I like that, Paul. Nice work. Thanks for sharing that as well. So to Gary and to Paul, very well done. You've been interactive. You've got involved on the show that goes like this tonight. You've got a mention on the air. That's what it's all about. Let's keep it friendly. Let's keep it interactive. Let's keep it interesting. And to that end, we need some more interesting facts. Now, this seems ridiculous, but happy to share. Firefighters use wetting agents to make water wetter. Really? Yeah, really, they do. The chemicals reduce the surface tension of plain water so it's easier to spread and soak into objects, which is why it's known as wet water. That is a real thing. Can you imagine if you went up to somebody and went, can I have some water? No, no, no. Wet water. Not that regular water. I need your wet water. I've got a fire to put out. Come on. People would think you were mad, but you wouldn't be if you were a firefighter. Right, let's not think about water. Let's think about sunshine for a little bit longer. Well, let's think about how sad you are when there isn't any sunshine. Bill Withers is not just something that happens to birds in the microwave. It's a man who sings who's sad.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong. Oh, yes. And those of you desperately waiting for 7 o'clock, we're just 15 minutes away from the second ever BicLol. I know so many people are excited. Is it trending on Twitter yet? BicLol, the acronym. That's what I'm waiting to see. Without me typing it in myself and paying Twitter a lot of money to spread it around lots of people's accounts. BicLol. Yes. That's the dream. Is it time for more wacky and interesting facts? I guess it is. We're always sharing these kind of facts on the show that goes like this. Here's one that genuinely annoys me because it's just pointless. Why does this happen? Why is this allowed to happen? Come on, I am actually annoyed by this. The longest English word... Right. You've heard of long words, you've heard of famously long words, I'm sure. You go, oh, there's that train station in Wales, there's that town in Wales, yeah. Oh, there's something about anti-disestablishmentarianism, flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. Oh, there's longer ones than that, there's weird chemical things. The longest English word is 189,819 letters long. Now, don't be ridiculous. Why? It's a name for a protein which is nicknamed titin, T-I-T-I-N, and it would take 3.5 hours to say out loud. Whoever named that protein, you know, we have a language where words develop, where these days it's sort of unusual, but you get new words accepted into the Oxford English Dictionary and accepted as part of lexicon and language that people can use. What? How was that allowed to happen? Right, yeah, what should we call this? Should we call it Titan? Well, that's more of a nickname, isn't it? The official name is... Oh, I've been here 3.5 hours. That's the name of it. It isn't. You're an idiot. The longest English word is 189,819 letters long and is the full name of a protein nicknamed Titan. I'm annoyed by that. I don't know about you. Maybe you think it's completely fine. I think it's utterly, utterly ridiculous. What about this? Is this ridiculous? Have you ever heard of something considered a culturally bound syndrome? If someone was to commit a sudden frenzied mass attack, it's known as running amok. It's a medically recognised mental condition. Running amok is a medically recognised mental condition. A person running amok in Malaysia... Why is it in Malaysia? Can it not be anywhere? But only in Malaysia. Commits a sudden frenzied mass attack, then begins to brood. Right, okay. But running amok is a medically recognised mental condition. It's not just a phrase. Here's a totally random fact as well. This is better to be safe than sure, isn't it? Octopuses lay a certain number of eggs at a time. You know, when humans reproduce, there's more than one egg in the womb that could be fertilised, and one gets fertilised. So maybe there's a handful or something like that to ensure greater chances of success. Octopuses lay 56,000 eggs at a time. Again, is that really, really necessary? It seems an awful lot to me. I don't understand octopus reproductive systems, though, so it's not for me to judge. Anyway, let's move on. Let's have more music, shall we? I know what you're going to say. Are you really still playing music about Sunshine Week? I really am. I'm not even sorry. And I wouldn't play the Westlife version of this. It's Terry Jacks with Seasons in the Sun. ¶¶
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 10 to 7. It's quite literally all happening here on this show. While the last track was in, I've had a message in from Ellie from Beccles who wants to know something. She says, what does Bicklol mean? Have I missed anything? First of all, Ellie, you've spelt it wrong. I'll let you off. You've spelt it B-I-C-L-O-L. I could understand that. People think it was B-I-C or even B-I-K-L-O-L or even B-I-C-K-L-O-L. Let's be clear, it's B-I-Q-L-O-L. And it stands for, Ellie, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. I'm going to play the jingle just to reinforce it for you. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends.
Not true. Impossible!
You'll be hearing that jingle again very shortly when somebody over the phone will be attempting not one, not two, but three impossible questions to see where they rank on the league table. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends after 7 o'clock this evening. The excitement is quite literally building. So, Ellie, you had missed something, yes, but hopefully I've explained. Bicklol with a Q, B-I-Q-L-O-L. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Okay. And apparently I said better to be safe than sure. And I should have said better to be safe than sorry. Yes, thanks lovely listeners. Picky, but some of you have happily pointed that out. But thanks for doing just that. I'll let you off. Apologies for the error. I'm saying a lot of words. You know, 98% of them aren't idiotic. I like to think anyway. Okay, I think we can finally move away from sunshine songs. Phew, say a lot of people. Do you? Well, we're going to have another one right now, and it's going to take us up to Bicklaw, near enough, I expect. Having said that, I really ought to explain it a bit better, because if we're doing away with Sunshine Week now, and there's no more songs related to sunshine, what's the next theme, Ben? I hear you desperate to know. All right, let me share it with you. The next theme, something that occurs solely on the 16th of March, not all week. Today is Everything You Do Is Right Day. Everything you do is right. For all those people that have ever seriously questioned themselves and thought that everything they did was wrong, oh no, 16th of March, everything you do is right. I don't know if that applies to people that break the law, because they must feel paradoxical on that day. Hang on, everything I do is right. Nope, you're going to prison. Seems a bit unfair. Anyway, whatever the consequences, everything you do is right. So bear that in mind. Apparently, this day was started because yesterday, the 15th of March, is Everything You Say Is Wrong Day. And it was to make people feel better after they might have felt bad yesterday. That is genuinely true. Somewhere in the world yesterday, Everything You Say Is Wrong Day had to be negated, and therefore the following day is now known as Everything You Do Is Right Day. So it's all right, whatever you decide to do. If you do it previously, that's fine. If you do it in the future, that's fine. If you do it all right now, there's a perfect song.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
Now you're gonna trick me in love.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Free with the brilliant All Right Now. I haven't heard that track for ages and I quite enjoyed it. If there are any rockers out there, hopefully you are air guitaring to that and enjoying it as well. But I know what many of the listeners must be thinking. It's just gone 7 o'clock, surely it's time for BicLol. Well, you're not wrong. Here comes Ben's impossible question, League of Legends.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, we had the first ever Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends last week to great acclaim, and maybe possibly to even more acclaim this week. We've got another competitor on the line. It's the fabulous Rachel Woollett.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Rachel Woollett. How are you?
I was going to say Simo. Simo.
You can call me Simo. It was a thing that caught on at school and then university, because I went to university with some people from school who introduced me to everyone as my nickname. And there's an entire group of people at university that only call me Simo, even to this day.
And it doesn't include me, but you phoned me last week and I insistently called you Simo. I've known you for 15 years. I've never in my life called you Simo before until I phoned last week. So that's the way forward for me.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Phone call to me with Simo.
Maybe we should embrace it again and I'll be known as Simo. That would be fine by me. Yeah, okay. The show that goes like this with Simo. Yeah, it's kind of weird to get used to again. What was funny was there was one time in my house where I lived in the second and third year at university where someone phoned up and asked to speak to Ben, and one of the people I lived with went, sorry, there's no one called Ben here, and hung up the phone.
That's brilliant.
Can I ask you, Rachel, did you hear the on-air Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends last week?
I did hear it last week. I heard the lovely Mr. Murphy, who is going to be very difficult to beat because he was too good.
Well, he did do incredibly well, better than even I could have expected. So, yes. But it's no reflection on you if you don't beat him. I feel like he got an unacceptably high score for the first ever week at it. So,
I have very, very low expectations.
Just in life generally, or for this segment only?
Right. Certainly for this.
Well, that's brilliant. Before we actually get into it, I should explain how it works just for the listeners as well as for you, even though you've heard it last week. So there's three impossible questions. And we say impossible, obviously they do have an answer, but even if you were to get every question exactly right, you would still score only zero. So really, you're going to end up with a minus score.
Okay.
That's the beauty of BicLol. I love the fact that I have to tell the listeners, I texted you to make sure you were available at this time and said, are you ready for BicLol? And you thought I'd made a typo.
I did.
I love that.
I did. And then when I said, what does that mean? Jokingly, you genuinely answered, oh no, that's what it's called. And I was very surprised.
That's brilliant. So, yeah, there's three questions. The first one has the highest margin of error, which could be in the thousands. The second has a slightly smaller margin of error that could be in the hundreds. And the third one has a very small margin of error that will be a handful here or there, I would expect. So,
well... It's going to go badly. But let's do it.
I have to say, you have been fabulous in responding to a lot of requests over the years, you know, with various things I put on Facebook and getting involved and things like that. Quite often when I put something and put instructions on Facebook, you do say, I don't understand the question.
I don't. I often don't. My mind works a different way from most people's, I think, or I might just be a little bit dim.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well,
let's see how we go.
Maybe there'll be some extra leniency, but I do usually say around 10 seconds is fair enough to answer each question. So there can be... No Googling.
Well, I was going to say, on my dimness, I realised today that Johnny Wilkinson is not Freddie Flintoff. For years, I thought they were the same person. Not only that, Freddie Flintoff is actually not called Freddie. He's called Andrew. Who knew? Everyone except me.
Ah, brilliant.
So,
well,
it's
excellent that you're admitting that. Thanks. That's... I love that. I've discovered that Johnny Wilkinson isn't Freddie Flintoff.
Yes, completely different sports, apparently.
But surely, knowing they had different names, you must have thought they were different people.
But they've got the same face.
Okay, so I understand, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like Ryan Gosling and the other Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, same face. Same
yes.
name, I get easily confused.
Okay, right.
Okay. Moving on.
Indeed. Right, are you ready for this ridiculousness then?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to do the jingle once again and then we'll go for it, all right? Here we go then. Best of luck, Rachel Willett. It's time for Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Right, so first question, Rachel. Including today, for how many days have I been alive?
How many days?
How many days have I been alive?
Oh, okay. Oh, now, I need to do some math, don't I? So you are... 21, obviously.
Thanks so much.
There are 365 days in a year, except for leap years.
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible. I can't do math. Okay, so I'm guessing that it's going to be... I'm just going to pick a thing. I'm going to say 20,065.
20,065. Okay, second question. This is totally random, but obviously my surname is Simmons, which is vaguely similar to Simpson. The first episode of The Simpsons aired on December the 17th, 1989. How many episodes of The Simpsons have ever been broadcast?
I wonder what the listener's thinking at home.
Yeah.
Text me quickly. Okay. I'm going to get... What's my margin of error here?
Well, in the hundreds, I would say.
Okay. So I'm going to say there has been 1,575.
Right. 1,575 episodes of The Simpsons, you're saying.
Yeah, and I can tell by the way you laugh there that I'm on the money.
I can't reveal anything about it. Right, here comes the third question.
Yep.
How old was I when I got married?
Oh, now. This I should know. But I don't. How old? Just literally how old?
Yeah, how old was I in years when I got married?
Years,
yes.
You were clearly 28, 30.
Are you going 28, 30 or 32 or something different?
I'm going to go for 29.
29, right. Rachel Willett, for you, Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends or BicLol is over.
Oh.
Right, how are you feeling at the moment then?
Well, that was stressful. I've given birth, but this was stressful.
Okay, well, I need to do some maths while I'm speaking to you, so that could make it all vaguely interesting. But the first question was, for how many days have I been alive?
Yeah.
And... Your,
it went badly, didn't it?
No, well, your guess was 20,065.
Yeah.
Which I think would make me about... well, quite a lot older than I am. I can't work it out. But I've actually been alive for 15,860 days.
Okay.
So, you know, not too bad. Respectable,
too bad.
I'd say.
Yeah.
It's 4,205 out. So, you know,
okay.
Not horrendous.
Okay, so then, I've maintained respect on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to get worse, isn't it?
your second question was, how many episodes of The Simpsons have ever been broadcast? Apparently one was broadcast 2 days ago, which took it to a total... Oh, well, hang on, you said 1,575.
Yep.
Which... unfortunately, is a little bit wildly out. There has only been 699 episodes of The Simpsons.
Don't be ridiculous. I demand a recount.
I think it's in its 32nd season, and it's just been renewed, or it's been agreed to have a 33rd and 34th season. But as of 2 days ago, 699 official episodes.
Crikey.
Yes. And then the final question, how old was I when I got married? You said, after a lot of deliberation, 29. Yes. Which was close, actually. The actual answer was 27.
I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, it's much, much closer, obviously. So your first answer was minus 4,205. Your second answer was minus 876. Your third answer was minus 2, which gives you a final score of minus 5,083. So, I have to break it to you. You will be below Nick Murphy on the league table.
So, I'm the bottom of the leaderboard currently. Okay.
But there have only been two people, so it's still relatively respectable, you know.
Yeah, but it's not for winning.
No. It is absolutely the taking part that counts. And you've been a legend for taking part.
Well, and it's fun.
Yes, and unfortunately there are no tangible prizes on anything on this programme, as you well know, having won the Legend of the Week award many times. But you do get to introduce the next track as a result of being on the air. And I think you'll like the next track. But in a similar ballpark. It's Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy. So what I'm going to do is I will let you introduce the track. I will play the Impossible Question jingle one final time. Feel free to go. You don't have to hang on the line or anything like that because you have been a legend. And then Right Said Fred will be on at your introduction. So thank you so much for taking part. You've got a respectable score. You will forever be in the league table. Who knows where your final position will be in the weeks to come.
I think we all know at the bottom.
I'm just trying to make you feel a bit better. Yeah, let's be honest. It wasn't a high-scoring game, but who knows? It could be proven to be quite respectable indeed in the future. But, just thanks for being here. Thanks for taking part. Are you ready?
Thanks for having me.
No problem. I will get you on as not doing this ridiculous, stressful thing another time, just talking and being amusing.
That would be lovely.
Thank you. Well, feel free to introduce Right Said Fred, and thanks for being fabulous.
Okay, well, pop pickers, here comes Right Said Fred, and I'm Too Sexy.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, no way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat, what you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk.
my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. Poor pussy. Poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And well, there you go, lovely Legend listeners. Bic Lol has happened once again. Huge thanks to the generally fabulous, always, Rachel Woollett for appearing as the second ever competitor in Bic Lol, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. I'm a little bit upset with her first guess that I was 20,000 days old, which would make me 55. so slightly out there, but not disrespectably out. You know, you've done well, Rachel. Thank you so much for taking part. And like she said, it's the taking part that counts. Unless you love winning, then it's the winning that counts. Anyway. She's always been a legend and will always continue to be so. Well done, Rachel Woollett. Thank you so much indeed. So, what have we got left for the rest of the show then? Well, somehow 42 minutes and 30 seconds to get through of sheer unadulterated entertainment. Yes, we have now moved on to the fact that the 16th of March is Everything You Do Is Right Day. And so we need more tracks that link to being right. Right, said Fred there in the last one. Even that one had been thought about. Oh, yes. So that's fabulous. And there will be another theme mentioned later. We will get on to some celebrity birthdays very shortly as well. You can find out if it's your birthday today. If you share a birthday with a celebrity, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it? Keep looking on Mixcloud as well if you want to actually see me in the studio. I'm a little bit smarter than usual today. I've decided to smarten myself up. Had a shave, got a shirt on. Cripes. If you don't believe me, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you get the video feed into the studio, as many people have done tonight. Thanks so much to them as well. However you're here, it's brilliant that you are. Everything You Do Is Right Day. New Kids on the Block have got the right stuff. I wonder if they watch that Channel 5 programme as well.
Baby, you're the reason why I sing this song.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, bit of NKOTB there. I always think when you see that written down, it looks like it can't be New Kids on the Block, but it is. Oh yes. What else can I tell you? We get back to some interesting facts because it's Freedom of Information Day on the 16th of March. Cats have fewer toes on their back paws. Like most four-legged mammals, they have five toes on the front, but their back paws only have four toes. Scientists think that may have evolved to help them run faster. There you go. Interesting. Oh, yes. What about this as well? This is totally ridiculous. Kleenex tissues were originally intended for gas masks. When there was a cotton shortage during World War I, Kimberly Clark developed a thin, flat cotton substitute that the army tried to use as a filter in gas masks. The war ended before scientists perfected the material for gas masks, so the company redeveloped it to be smoother and softer and marketed Kleenex as a facial tissue. Unbelievable. Really? Unbelievable. And what about this? One more before we go to the next track. You worry about your calorie count when you're eating some chocolate or a bit of cake or some tasty pastry or something like that. Blue whales eat 500,000 calories in one mouthful. Now, that is a lot of krill. 457,000 calories are one mouthful. Absolutely ridiculous. Virtually 500,000. I know I'm splitting hairs to say, ooh, it's not quite 500,000. But, you know, that is ridiculous. That is a lot, an awful lot of calories right there. I'm not quite sure how to cope. We're going to get another track on. And remember, we're now shying away from Sunshine Week musically. And we're getting into Everything You Do Is Right Day. Here's a track that's a bit of a throwback. Sophie B. Hawkins with Right Beside You.
Beside you,
Sophie's winding down.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sophie B. Hawkins and Right Beside You. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. We got 30 minutes left with you tonight. Thanks so much for being here. And yes, we didn't do it last week. We're going to put it back right now. It's time for more celebrity birthdays. Okay, 16th of March. Whose birthday is it today? Well, footballer Theo Walcott seems to have been around forever. He's 32 today. Comedian Aisling B is 37. Singer and actor Jimmy Nail is 67. Actor Eric Estrada is 72 today. Craziness. Jerome Flynn of Robson and Jerome and Game of Thrones fame is 58 today. Comedian Jenny Eclair is 61. And Public Enemy rapper Flavor Flav is 62 today. Absolutely crazy. And then I belong to a charity called the Grand Order of Water Rats. Some of our members have birthdays today. Graham Cole, legendary actor who played Tony Stamp in The Bill for so many years. It's his birthday today. Also, sports commentator and presenter Gary Newbon. It's his birthday today. And Terry Marshall, son of the famous Jim Marshall of the Marshall Amplification business, who's a wonderful magician, musician, Terry Marshall. Maybe he does a bit of magic on the side. It's Terry Marshall's birthday today as well. So huge happy birthday to all of them. Brother Water Rats as well. And this man isn't a water rat, but he's a brilliant comedy writer. Happy birthday to Mr. Phil Whelans. That are your celebrity birthdays for today. Well, there were a lot of birthdays to get through, weren't there? Crikey. So, what's coming up in the last half an hour? Well, we've got some more Everything You Do Is Right Day related music. And we've got another very interesting theme to get into as well. And then we're all coming to terms with the fact that Rachel Willett is what can only be described as over 4,500 points behind Nick Murphy in the Bic LOL. And, you know, for those of you who love league tables and think it isn't really worth producing one after only two people have done the Bic LOL, from tomorrow you'll be able to go to my blog page and see the Bic LOL link on it just below the player for the show, where you can download the show as well. Just under that there'll be a Bic LOL link to the live league table. It's a shocker. Yes, but everyone can enjoy that. If you missed any of the show, if you just tuned in and think, ah, oh, shucks, I've missed it from the beginning, from tomorrow morning you can go to phoenixfm.com, click schedule, go to a Tuesday, click on the show that goes like this. It will take you to my blog on the Phoenix FM site, and all previous broadcasts are available there. This very show will be available from tomorrow morning, and thanks to those of you that tune in that way. It's generally fabulous that you do. Right. So, Everything You Do Is Right Day, what else are we going to have? Well, when Everything You Do Is Right, you've got to fight for your right to party. Which I do regularly, actually. My neighbours don't like loud music. They don't like soirees. I regularly have people around, cause a lot of noise, and have fights. But it's my right. It's my party, and I'll fight if I want to.
You got Phoenix FM.
Beastie Boys, you got to fight for your right, brackets, to party. You got to fight for your right to put the word to party in brackets. But yeah, there we go. It's still the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons, and you're still out there tuning in, however you're doing so. And thank you very much indeed. Right, 16th of March, loads has been happening tonight. We've had another BitClaw, we've had celebrity birthdays, we've dealt with the fact that all week it's Sunshine Week, and also today is Everything You Do Is Right Day, to right the wrongs of yesterday, which was Everything You Say Is Wrong Day. I couldn't talk about that because it didn't occur on the day of the broadcast, but at least Everything You Do Is Right Day does. There's a weird sentence that you think wouldn't make sense, but if you've taken it in context, it really does. We're going to have one more track before we get onto the final theme. I'm going to have to speak less and get more music in to squeeze all the final tracks in. Don't want to have to leave something out because there's some corkers coming up. Okay, well, the final one that's to do with being right, it's the Righteous Brothers. Thank you. Yes, it's tenuous, but who cares?
Hungered for your touch alone, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you, still more. I need your love. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Phoenix FM.
Those brothers, they're very righteous. If you did have the Mixcloud webcam feed, then you'd have seen me singing along. I was harmonising with that track. I couldn't resist. I had to join in. Such was my enjoyment of it. So, you know, you do get privileged extra insights if you're on the webcam feed. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM and you'll find us. But if you're just listening in on your smart speaker devices, digital DAB radios, regular FM radios, or the internet, you're just as fabulous, so thank you. Well, into the final 20 minutes of the show, what on earth is going to happen? As promised, we have got a final theme. So, yes, it is Everything You Do Is Right Day, and it is right for me to move away from that theme, because everything I do is right today. What else is it? Well, slightly excitingly for many of us, the 16th of March, all over the world, is Lips Appreciation Day. That wasn't a pronunciation error, and it's Lisp Appreciation Day. No, it is Lips Appreciation Day. So there we go. While we come to terms with that, I'm going to give you some more wacky facts, because it's also Freedom of Information Day. Sadly, this doesn't relate to lips. It's just what's come up in front of me. I like this, though. The current American flag was designed by a high school student. It started as a school project for Bob Heft's junior year history class, and he only got a B- for his work in 1958. His design had 50 stars. Even though Alaska and Hawaii weren't states yet, Heft figured the two states would earn statehood soon and showed the government his design. After President Dwight D. Eisenhower called to say his design was approved, Heft's teacher changed his grade to an A. It's a little bit wishy-washy in the details there. Heft showed the government his design. Did he? What did he do? Just walk out with a bit of paper and into some governmental building and said, "This is the new American flag"? There must have been more to it than that. I feel that there needs a little bit more information to be shared there. And after President Dwight D. Eisenhower called to say his design was approved, that can't have been a regular occurrence, can it? Hello, it's the President. Can I speak to Bob Heft's history teacher, please? Yep, we've given him... Yep, we're going with that flag. So you better change his grade, all right? I reckon it would have been quite special to get a call from the President, and the school would have gone virtually crazy. But anyway, yeah, designed by a student. And, okay, you're saying, what's the original flag like? Well, there are other versions of it. If you do a bit of research online, it's quite interesting. There's one where there are only 20 stars in the top left-hand corner. It's always been the red and white stripes and then a navy box in the top left with stars in it. But, yeah, as more and more states got added, there needed to be more stars. There's one with 26 stars in a circle in the top left. Quite interesting, I found. Anyway, feel free to do your own research if you want something more interesting. Here's a weird fact for you. Cows don't have upper front teeth. They have molars in the top back of their mouths, though, where you'd expect upper incisors to be. Cows, sheep and goats have a thick layer of tissue called a dental pad. They use that with their bottom teeth to pull out grass. There we go. Severely lacking in teeth, cows. I'm sorry for them. If they're lacking in teeth, are they better at kissing? And have any cows ever kissed Prince? Too late now. Turn me on.
I wanna be your fantasy.
Maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me.
We could have a good time. Don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cool. Rule my world.
Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with.
I just want your entertainment, yo.
So, a bit of classic Prince there with Kiss. And time to just about very quickly share another little bit of information before we get into the next track. I really want to get the next two tracks in, and then there's a fabulous final one. Here's a weird fact for you. Only a quarter of the Sahara Desert is sandy. That seems ridiculous. Most of it's covered in gravel, apparently. It also contains mountains and oases, and it isn't even the world's largest desert. Antarctica is, apparently, technically. So there you go. Not even full of sand. Outrageous. Shall we have another track? Shall it be related to lips on this Lips Appreciation Day on the 16th of March? It's the Sheep Sheep song by Cher.
Does he love me? I want to know.
Oh!
Phoenix FM.
One quick fact, then another track. There were active volcanoes on the moon when dinosaurs were alive, apparently. Most of the volcanoes stopped about a billion years ago, but new NASA findings suggests there might have still been active lava flow 100 million years ago when dinosaurs were still roaming. Absolutely incredible. Active volcanoes on the moon. Don't be ridiculous. We need another track to help us celebrate Lips Appreciation Day. It's Katy Perry. She doesn't care whether it's a man's lips or a woman's lips. Outrageous.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it, I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it. No, I don't even know your name. It doesn't matter, you're my experimental game.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, as ever, a relatively short time to sum up the entire show this evening and then see you off with a final track. Don't forget, after me, Rob Harvey's up with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock, so stay right here, 98.0 Phoenix FM. Well, it's been another rip-roaring show. 16th of March falls during Sunshine Week. We had a lot of tracks to do with that early on in the show. Also, on this day, it's Everything You Do Is Right Day, so don't feel bad about doing anything. Although I don't advocate breaking the law, I do suspect that even though it's Everything You Do Is Right Day, breaking the law may still be seen as wrong in the eyes of the police. It's also Lips Appreciation Day, rather excitingly, so enjoy finding someone to kiss, as long as it's consensual. That's all marvellous. And yes, we had another Bic Lol around about 7 o'clock this evening. It all happened. Rachel Bullitt was on, and I don't want to use the word suffered, but endured, maybe, 3 impossible questions, and ended up with a score of minus 5,083. just slightly behind last week's effort from Nick Murphy of -344. Who knows how the league table will develop in the future? Stay tuned next week to listen to another Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. But thanks to everyone who's been here today, whether you've been on the Mixcloud webcam feed, on social media, listening online or listening on FM. It's been a pleasure to be here. We need a track to play us out then that's relevant and appropriate for Lips Appreciation Day. Well, I certainly remember the video to this one. It's a very, very good one. There's been a lot of great stuff on tonight. Here's Holly Valance to play us out. I'll see you again same time next week.
Mwah.
The way I am. When I look at you, I wanna be somewhere close to heaven with me and a thumb man. Don't go, I know you wanna touch me here, there and everywhere. Spots fly when we are together. You can't deny the facts of life. You don't have to act like a star, try and lose in the back of your heart. Such a